Ezekiel, first of all, thank you very much for giving us your time and agreeing to talk with us. Thank you. Just for the record, so we can capture it on the things, could you please state your full name?
I'm Thulo Ezekiel Motseki.
And Ezekiel, feel free to talk in whatever the language you're. We have the translation, so you don't have to speak in English. Okay,
okay.
We'll do the translation. That's fine. Ezekiel, we're just going to start with some questions and some talking about your own, starting from when you were. Where were you born, and when? What year were you born?
Kaselemosa 1963, kwedi nyabo 10, kati 13.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We got it.
Fine. And have you lived in this area your entire life, Everton, Sibokeng, this entire, have you stayed here all of your life?
Hai saliki dula, kwa ke sahetse Evertoni ka holela ting, ho fihla ka selemo sa 1968 ha re tloha Everton re tla Sebokeng.
Because that they've been in Everton from 63 and then they moved over to Sebokeng in 68. Yeah.
Okay. And what did your parents do? What jobs, what work were your parents in your family? What were they doing?
Haona le among a sebetsa.
Bolela pele. Pele, pele, pele ha o ntse tla hola. Bana ba sebetsa kae?
When you were growing, yeah, when you were a child.
Ke le ntate a neng a sebetsa, ona sebetsa Protea Electrician.
Okay, that's the father.
Mm-hmm.
Protea.
And your mother?
Me na ona sebetsa Valpotrice.
That is in Merton. Valpotrice. That is the one we got from Beverly Hills.
Oh, the same one,
the
ceramic company.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ezekiel, in the 1960s and 1970s, when you were growing up here, Everton and this area here, tell us some of the memories that you have of growing up in this in that time. Some of the either good or bad or anything. What do you remember about that time?
Di hopolo tsa ga gore ka nako ke ne ke sa le monyane ene so gore ke ne ke so tsebe letho ka tsa bophelo ha ntse ke hola jwalo ke holela fela ha monate fela.
Okay, he was experiencing no problems because he was still young from 63. He was not involved in any kinds of activities.
And when the 70s came and you were a teenager, you were a young man, did you get involved in anything that was going on here in the 70s or in the 80s even?
Ka bo di 70s le bo di 80s wa tsela la nna bana le ntse ga me ro sula nna wa ba teng mo lo ena ka ngaro ko la se ke la se me ro sum ho mong di ke ga ke eng ka bo se kwa ya ntse ka ntwengwe le mo fela go pula.
Okay. Ka nako tseno ya ntse ke hola ke ntse ke kena sekolo jalo re sa le di-primary ka bo 70s. Ebile ga qala yona merusu eno ya bo 1976 empa re ka ba ra kena lo o kalo go yona ba ne re sa le bana.
Okay, even in the uprisings of 76 they were a little bit involved, but because they're still young, they were not like that much involved in politics.
Ke hotse ke tsamaela kereke ke kena sekolo ke shebane fela le ntho tsa sekolo then o tloha mono disontahe di Saturday da re ya di bolong a re tloa di bolong o di Sunday re ya di kereke.
Okay. Growing up was basically focused on like things like football, church and schooling. Not well, basically that's not actually in politics by the time we grew up, because it's evident here from 63 and 76 you're still 12. Mm.
Just 1 second. If possible, can you look into the camera?
Yeah, I will go camera. Okay.
So, how far did your education? How far did you go in school?
School we left like I.
School in Kibati Lehu Fifela Standard 7.
Standard 7.
Ke ha ke qetela sekolong go ba ntate o ile a re siya ka selemo sa 1973.
Okay, he ended up in Standard 7 because of the death of his father in 73.
Okay, and when you left school, what did you do?
I went to school.
Ke ha ke ile batla mosebetsi.
Went for work.
What kind of job? What was your first job that you got?
Msebetsi wa pele ke leng ka o thola ntse ke batla msebetsi wa ke ne ke sokola o thola msebetsi. Ke le ka thola msebetsi Slagpan mona Vereeniging.
Okay, because there was too difficult at that time, he went all over until he got a job at the abattoir in Vereeniging.
At the abattoir?
Yeah.
And what was it like working at the abattoir as a young man? Okay, after slaughtered animals like cows and sheep, they used to be working just to package this meat from the deliverers and then sort of package them from different departments. And the working conditions there at the time in that place for you, how are they?
Bane ba tshwere wa nka nakwena. Go maemo a mosebetsi mo bona le jwa nka nakwena.
Ana le boima empa ka baka la gore motho o hloka ene go le thata re ile nne ra phiela go sebetsa gobane re fuwe mosebetsi re sebetsa at least.
Okay, under the bad conditions from home, since we heard earlier on the death of the father, there was no choice. It was a matter of working.
So was there, I mean, what I'm trying to ask you is, in that place, 1970s, did you as a black worker feel a lot of racial discrimination, being treated badly at your place of work?
Kana ko eno ska mosebetsi wa motho motsho la ukwa elo go ba o tshwere hantle ka po ba o kgetholla ya le ka mosebetsi wa motho motsho sebakeng se.
Ai bonnete fela le ha kgetholwene le teng empane ba sa re tshwara hampe.
Okay, there was still segregation, but to be honest, they were not harassed.
So how long did you work at the abattoir?
2 years.
And then where did you move?
Pei ya bona e ne le tlase ke ha ke mona ke tla fumana mosebetsi ka Samanko.
Low wages made him move away because there was really low wages, and then he managed to get a job in Samanko.
Okay. I'm just going to pause. I want you to come sit here.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's fine. You can come this way if you want. I just want him to come sit, because then you can, then it'll be better. Because I know it's like, because of the translation, it's the reference here. It's fine. Okay.